Adonis and Albion, two babies from Kosovo, were flown to Prague in late July for life-saving surgery. Both were diagnosed with serious inborn heart defects by a team of Czech specialists active in war-stricken parts of the world. Today, both are on the road to recovery, though in one case, doctors say it was touch and go. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Adonis and Albion, clutched in their mother's arms, were whisked from Ruzyně Airport to the cardio centre of Prague's Motol Hospital, the biggest children's hospital in the Czech Republic. Both had arrived at the 11th hour, and their mothers knew that they had already been granted one miracle. Their children had been selected for life-saving surgery out of 14 others, who might or might not make it in time. Adonis, just a month old, was operated on first and is recovering well. Three-month-old Albion underwent emergency surgery over the weekend in critical condition, 3 days ahead of his scheduled operation. We spoke to his chief surgeon, the head of the Children's Cardio Center, Dr. Jan Škovránek.
We operated on the baby on this Saturday, and we performed arterial correction of the transposition and patch closure of ventricular septal defect. And we are happy because the pressure in the pulmonary artery decreased significantly, but the pulmonary vascular bed is very reactive, and so the patient is still in post-operative care unit on full ventilation and some antihypertensive regime.
And what are the baby's chances of fully recovering?
There is some risk that the changes in pulmonary vascular bed could be irreversible, but we hope that in this case, because the pressure in pulmonary artery decreased immediately on one-third of the systemic pressure, we hope that the changes are reversible and the baby will be okay during 1-2 weeks.
What would have been the fate of these babies if they hadn't come to you?
Without a surgery, it's impossible to survive with such an anomaly.
I understand that such operations are not unusual at Motol.
For us, it's usual. We do some 450 cases per year. What is unusual is that the baby were coming late for the surgery. Patients from the Czech Republic are operated at the optimal time.
Yes, I understand that you also get patients from other parts of the world where babies come at the last moment, so to speak.
Yeah, we operated on some dozens of patients from Iraq, and we have more patients from Kosovo as well, and some patients from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and earlier we operated for Cuba, and Hungary, Poland, and so on and so on.
And how successful are these operations when the children come to you so late?
I must say that it's surprising for us. During the last 4 or 5 years, we operated more than 50 patients from these countries as Kosovo or Iraq, and the patients were usually really in critical condition. But we operated on the patient without any death, and so the mortality is zero. It's surprising for us, I must say.
The Medivac humanitarian program, within which patients from war-stricken areas are treated in the Czech Republic, is aimed at children who need life-saving surgery and cannot get it in their homeland. It has already saved the lives of more than 100 little patients from Bosnia, Kosovo, Chechnya, Iraq, and Afghanistan in Pakistan. But always there are more children who need help and parents who are praying for a miracle. The Czech government recently earmarked 5 million crowns for the program's continuation.